This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
A year ago tomorrow, the city of Baltimore erupted in violence and looting following the death of Freddie Gray, a black man who died in police custody. The protests and violence brought national attention to inequality in that city. More than half of the adults are unemployed in the mostly black neighborhood where Gray grew up. For a lot of people in poor neighborhoods, a history with the justice system can be a barrier to finding work. From WYPR in Baltimore, Marketplace's Amy Scott looks at an effort to change that.
Every Tuesday morning, dozens of people gather in the basement of Zion Baptist Church in East Baltimore. Most of them have criminal records. Some are in drug treatment or still using.
We're waiting on some of you because we know you got to get your stuff clean, but we ain't leaving you behind.
Hallelujah.
Everybody's going to get a job. Everybody.
That's Pastor Marshall Prentice, one of the founders of Turnaround Tuesday. The program helps ex-offenders, they prefer returning citizens, find living wage work. 32-year-old Jeffrey Fortune got out of prison about a year ago after serving 15 months on a gun charge. He's looking for construction or warehouse jobs.
And as I came home, I've been on 8 interviews, and all 8 interviews denied me because of my record.
The first goal is to make people like Fortune stronger applicants. They get help building resumes, practice interview skills, and learn how to get along in a workplace. Executive Director Melvin Wilson says people who've done long stints in prison tend to do well in jobs with a lot of structure.
So we teach them how to take the skills that they actually learned during incarceration and use them as they move forward and back into the work environment.
The next step is convincing employers to take a chance. In Baltimore, it's now illegal to do a criminal background check until late in the hiring process. But Wilson says a spotty work history with long gaps in employment can keep an ex-offender from getting that far.
We've had people that could put in 17 to 20 applications a day and not get a phone call. Our main focus has been to help change the hiring culture in the city, that people need a second chance.
So far, 12 employers have come on board. Since it started in early 2014, Turnaround Tuesday has helped more than 100 people get jobs at an average wage of $12.50 an hour. They continue to get support for up to 2 years after they're hired. And Wilson says most of them are still working.
Anybody got any trash you want to get rid of? Any trash you want to get rid of?
A partnership with Johns Hopkins Hospital helped 59-year-old William Glover Bay find this job, cleaning floors in the emergency department. A former drug dealer, he's now a Turnaround Tuesday leader.
I came through that movement. We don't call it a program, it's a movement, because it's not going to end. And there's so many people like myself who are waiting for opportunities.
A new partnership with several hospitals in the city is expected to produce hundreds more jobs starting this summer. In Baltimore, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.